With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. UPS is addressing its holiday delivery logistics in the wake of the recent crash of one of its jets in Kentucky.
UPS grounded its fleet of McDonnell Douglas MD-11s after a fiery crash in Louisville, Kentucky earlier this month. 14 people were killed, including the plane's crew of three, when the left engine detached during takeoff. Now the company says that fleet is expected to miss the peak holiday season as it goes through inspections and possible repairs. An internal memo predicts it'll be several months before the MD-11 fleet returns to service. UPS says it intends to rely on contingency plans to deliver for customers throughout the peak holiday season. I'm Ben Thomas.
A global wave of delays has hit airlines as Airbus mandates a software update for A320 jets. The emergency fix comes after a safety scare involving flight control systems. A lot of snow, rain, and cold weather await travelers for the rest of the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, with winter storm warnings posted on Friday across the northern part of the country and more snow falling over the Great Lakes at the same time. Russian President Putin says he views U.S. proposals to end the war in Ukraine as a starting point for the upcoming talks.
Ahead of this coming week's Moscow visit by U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, the Russian leader insisted that Ukrainian forces must withdraw or face Russia's larger army. Putin views President Trump's proposed peace plan as a discussion framework, not a draft agreement. Kremlin officials have had little to say so far about the peace plan that was put forward last week by the president. Since launching the invasion, Putin has shown no willingness to budge from his goals in Ukraine, despite Donald Trump's push for a settlement. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It was an abbreviated trading session Friday on Wall Street. This is SRN News. Another city declares itself a sanctuary for the unborn.
On a unanimous vote, the town council of Wolforth, Texas, has declared abortion to be illegal within its borders, becoming the 85th pro-life sanctuary city in the nation. The movement was prompted when liberal cities began to declare themselves sanctuaries for illegal immigrants a few years ago. According to the Sanctuary Cities for the Unborn Initiative, Wolforth is the fifth city in Lubbock County and 68th city in Texas to join the campaign. Michael Harrington reporting.
The annual Christmas market in the German city of Magdeburg is open nearly a year after it was the scene of a horrific car ramming attack that left six people dead. The city and the organizers of the market have invested nearly $300,000 in new security systems, including concrete blocks that are supposed to keep cars from being able to enter the pedestrian area. This is SRN News. Economist Steve Moore says things are so much better than Americans being led to believe when it comes to the U.S. economy. He says he is bullish on America, but admits there is one area that's especially hard for many families.
It is true. Housing is very expensive right now because, you know, the value of houses have gone up so much. We're not building enough houses in this country, but we're going to solve that problem like we solve every problem.
Economist Stephen Moore interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. President Trump plans to free Juan Orlando Hernandez, jailed for the drug crimes that he was convicted of. The president says Hernandez was treated very harshly, and he frames a pardon as part of his push for greater influence in Central America. Hong Kong's worst fire in decades has left 128 people dead and hundreds missing. Authorities blame renovation materials and failed alarms for the rapid spread of that fire. More of these stories at SRNNews.com.